Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program. It is with Hazrat Mawlana Musa Lahe, Damat Barakatuh. Remember, the date today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. Let's welcome Hazrat Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, I hope you're well.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How's Mulana doing?
Alhamdulillah, Allah baqabil karam and ihsan.
Weather in Cape Town, all good.
Beautiful, alhamdulillah. Summer's slowly but surely creeping in. We're almost there. Had a bit of a windy spout yesterday. You know, Cape Town, mashallah, when the wind blows, it really blows. But alhamdulillah.
Was there also a heat wave there or not? Because this side, we experienced quite a bit of...
Maulana, last week, Monday and Tuesday, was extremely hot here, 30 plus. And then it just dipped again. Cape Town, it takes a bit of time. In fact, real summer in Cape Town is only in January and February.
Mm. MashaAllah. Mulana, we always look forward to your topics, and mashallah, pertinent topics. Today we speak about the obsession for sports, which is something that we need to speak about and address, because we are often, the youth are confused, they say, and often we hear these statements from reputable people in terms of deen as well. Sometimes they will say, you know what, it's better that they engage in sports. They're not doing something, they're not going to clubs, they're not popping pills, they're off the streets. It keeps them occupied. But there's so much of engagement in this. And I used to hear this, Mulana, when we were small. And we were playing soccer and all of this. And our senior ulama used to tell us, hey, soccer and this sports is a religion. And we used to just not take it seriously. But as we grow up, we see that this is definitely now a religion. Mulana, you can advise us better.
Mulana, I think the first step to tackling this is we must understand amongst the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, there were also many youth. Youth that were plagued also with different challenges. Remember, alcohol was rife, dancing girls was rife, music was rife, gambling was rife, all of those ills and vices were rife. However, when deen came to the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Tabi'een, the Tabi' Tabi'een, and again, coming right down to our Akabirin and our Mashayikh, they didn't say that, you know what, it's better that our youth get involved in some sport or something like that there, instead of going clubbing, which was there. There was dancing girls, there was music, there was, you know, what we would regard as a club or a rave or whatever you want to call it. They didn't substitute one wrong with another wrong. When the hukam for the prohibition of alcohol came about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell the companions that, listen, now alcohol is haram. Okay, you're going to go through withdrawals, you're going to go through cravings and addictions, so let's look at a substitute. No. And the Sahaba understood this, so much so that what was in the jug never reached the cup. What was in the cup never reached the lips. What was in the lips was even spat out. And so much so that what was in the stomach was taken out. So this feeble excuse that our youth are better off on the sports field, first of all, then being in the clubs and the raves. This is something, you know, and Maulana, the amazing part of this year is that under the disguise, and I call it a disguise, under the disguise of deen, we will host these tournaments soccer tournaments or whatever other tournaments you want to call it, and say that, you know, we are bringing the youth together, and okay, we're going to read Salah when Salah time comes in, and, you know, all of these things. But the Quran has prohibited this type of sport. The Quran Sharif, so much so. I recall last year I was in Albert Falls. By my sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Dawood Sirat Sahib Daman Barakatuh. Now, they're on a farm, mashallah, they've got this huge cross. Amazing, absolutely amazing. And behind the madrasa, so to speak, they were clearing out a field, right? And they were preparing something. So I didn't know what it was. And I was with Hazrat, and I asked him, that Hazrat, what are you doing here? You're putting up a cricket field or a soccer field or something. And Hazrat said, no, we need to do away with these Western sports. We're going to create an obstacle course or something like that there. You know, why do we need to chase after what the West is promoting all the time? You know, soccer, cricket, rugby, all these type of sports will create like a like an obstacle course, you know. And the youth can go through it, and it's a form of training for them, and it's a form of fitness for them. And you'll still achieve the same results, because sometimes people will use the mere excuse that, you know what, our youth need to play soccer, and our youth need to play cricket, and our youth need to play rugby or whatever other sport just to keep fit. Is that the only way that we can keep fit? This is one side of it, Maulana. But the real obsession that I want to talk about is these clubs that not only youth, but I think it's across the board. People have become worshippers, so to speak, or ardent, you know, super ardent followers of the leagues and what have you. Now, the sad reality of this year is that, number one, we must understand that all these leagues and, I don't know what they call the cricket thing, man. You know, whatever it is, the T20 cricket, there's a specific league for it. But anyway, whatever it is, people will know what I'm talking about. Everything has become commercialized and has become so westernized that it is plagued with behayai, immorality, music, alcohol, vice. So much so that when Hashim Amla, you know, everyone looks up to Hashim Amla, you know, cricketer of the year and what have you. MashaAllah, Hashim refused to put the logos of Castle Lager, whatever alcohol brand it was, on his shirt. And they say, wow, this is a real, you know. And alhamdulillah, you know, that's in his place. MashaAllah, that's in his place. However, the sport itself is not permissible. And that is what we're not really focusing on. We're not really looking at it. You know, yes, what is it? IPL. So this IPL thing, if you look at it, it's filled with Bollywood folk. Many of these Bollywood actors and actresses, they actually own these teams. And their agenda is only immorality.
True.
So it's clearly, clearly propagated. You know, you see it all over the show. Maulana, we have to really introspect. How much of time, 90 minutes, or 1 hour, or 2 hours, and then extra time, and stoppage time, and this time, and that time. 2-3 hours go watching a silly game of people running after a ball with their sitter being shown. Music is being. So, you know, the sad reality of this all, Maulana, is that, like you mentioned, there are so many ulama that have condoned this, you know? And if you listen to the clip that we played last week of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Fadel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, this is what actually spurred this today's discussion on, is that the ulama that are condoning these filthy, filthy acts of sport, they themselves, their nafs is enjoying this year. So they cannot now condemn it and then secretly, because they will get caught. This is a public arena. So instead they say, no, you know, sports is a lesser evil and the lesser of the two and this and that, and they try to water it down and what have you. The reality is, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. This is the Quran Sharif. As much as you enjoy, as much as you love, as much as you revere, fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and prevent your nafs, suppress your nafs. You have to put a leg on your nafs. So as much as you feel that you want to follow up what is the scores and what is this and what is happening and what is this year like and what is the ratings and who sold who and who bought who, which team and whatever, we have to put a leg on our nafs. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. If we do so, then Jannah will be there for us. Today, the world is talking Gaza, 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 and how we must go, and why isn't the Muslim Ummah going and fighting? How is the Muslim Ummah going to go and fight when our own nafs is so weak, that we can't give up small gunas, well, not small, they're major gunas. We can't give up these gunas. We can't give up these sins. How are we going to go and fight?
Well, there's important aspects to be pondered about, and especially our listeners. I'll just share this here. One day, this issue came as well, that two sisters, now this is how this, we never knew that soccer was common when we were growing up amongst females, but today it's just something that is a norm. And two sisters do not want to speak to each other. Why? Because the one team beat the other team. So the sister whose team lost, of course, she's feeling depressed and down. And so that's on that particular occasion when the match took place, everything. And then, but on a normal basis, they won't even allow each other to hold their flask, because this flask is Manchester United and the other sister's flask is Chelsea. They won't allow it. You can't touch my flask because that's my team and you are not supporting this team. So look how much of internal conflict in the name of soccer. Recently, just last year was it, that we claim that these tournaments, it's bringing so much of unity. But Maulana, if you remember how much of fights were taking place, it was embarrassing to know that Muslims are swearing Muslims on the soccer field and using such derogatory words in the name of soccer. If we didn't learn our lesson then, when are we going to learn our lesson? Because that same tournament happened again this year, not so long ago. So is it really unity if we look at it in these sports?
You see, Maulana, all these tournaments and what have you, the Muslim Schools Association or whatever you want to call it, really we need to figure out what we want in life. If we want to teach our children good values, good morals, then is it really taught on a soccer field? I mean, we are a very competitive nation at the end of the day. That we have to accept. Everyone is competitive. Nobody likes to lose. So you're putting your children in a situation where they are going to have this resentment and this hatred towards one another, and they're going to start arguing and fighting. How are we going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that we are the guardians over those children, that we are infiltrating all of the filth and haram? Maulana, another thing that I want to mention, you know, that's become an obsession is this padel, padel ball or padel racket or whatever you want to call it, right? They call it a mixture of tennis and squash and what have you. And I think this has taken the Ummah by storm, Muslim and non-Muslim alike. Now, you know, the paddle racket, I don't know how long it takes for a single game and what have you. And you're finding more and more middle-aged men also getting involved in this year because they say, you know what, now we we are too old to play squash. So we rather play this paddle racket. It's not so intense and what have you. Now, in this paddle racket, how much of music is there? Right? Almost every club they go to, there's some sort of music, there's some sort of filth, there's some sort of haram that is taking place. Then there's alcohol, there's nudity. How much of time is... Maulana, I don't know when we got cut off there.
Gee, I don't know.
But you know, this paddle thing, you know, really it's something that is... and you know, the kuffar, at the end of the day, they will look, they will search, they will research, they have their think tanks and everything to see how to take the Ummah into Ghaflat. Think about it. Who is going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that time that they on the court or whatever you call it? Who is going to take the remember? And then many, many of the youngsters that are playing, they're playing with shorts. It's summertime now, so the satr is exposed. This thing of the satr, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, especially for men folk, how difficult, I'm asking this question, is it so difficult to keep the satr concealed? It's so easy, because from the navel to the knee, so easy. But we choose to wear the kuffar clothing. Our knees are showing. Our thighs are showing. I don't know if people think it looks smart or it looks appealing, but really it doesn't. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So we have to be very vigilant, you know. The kuffar, they will look for these measures to take us away from deen and to catch us on all these different types of fitnas. But we have to become more vigilant and we have to be careful. The sports thing has really, really, it's taken our iman and it rattled it. And the realization or the reality of this year is that we are just taking it like, you know what, it's only sport. Why are we making such a big hoo-ha about this, you know? The sports, you know, we sound like Mandela. Mandela, when that rugby tournament was won in 2016, or not 2016, 1994, whatever it is, then he said, this rugby will bring South Africans together. We are saying the exact same thing. That sport will bring the Muslim Ummah together. Are we going to chase after the sport in this manner?
Mulana, and before we, it's time is up already, then we need to just discuss this as well. What are the alternatives, as you mentioned so beautifully, that Mulana Dawood Sirat is putting up that obstacle course? And like this, there are so many things which we can get our children involved in. I know personally family members who they've got money, so they, and I actually said this is a good thing that you've done. So they've built like a pool, but a indoor pool in their homes. And they made it quite nice for the family so that children do not have to go out. And you don't have to go to warm baths even, because that pool is warm enough. And creating these environments for parents to do for their children so that children do not have to find themselves involved in futility, but you're giving them a good alternative. Swimming is good, or something of the sort, archery and these type of things. Maulana, can you please advise as well?
You see, Maulana, the objective is not the alternative. The objective is to bring more deen into the children's lives. So yes, if you want them to burn some energy, there is plenty you can do. There's plenty things to do. There is grappling, wrestling, there is archery, there is running, you know. They can burn a lot of energies in that day. But this shouldn't be our be-all and end-all. Our be-all and end-all should be to bring our children closer to the masjid, closer to deen, allowing them to understand their objective in life. Now, if we continue giving in like this here and creating different avenues, I understand what you're saying when you say create an alternative. Yes, to some degree, it should be done. However, that shouldn't be the be-all and the end-all. Our children should be closer to deen. This is the ultimate. I mean, Maulana, people are dying left, right, and center. Left, right, and center, people are falling. Tomorrow, our children are going to die. We are also going to die. We have to ask ourselves what preparation we have given for our children to meet their maker, to answer the questions in the qabr. As much effort as we are giving to all these alternatives and what have you, why don't we give more effort to ta'aleem, tazkiyah, da'wat, send our children out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holidays are coming up now. Get them in a good jamaat. Spend 10 days. Spend few days with some sheikh. Learn some dini aspect. MashaAllah, some of our darulums also, they have these youth weekends or youth weeks where they teach them, advanced things in deen. So that is what we need to be doing. That is what we need to be concentrating on. No one says you mustn't be fit. You can be fit by taking a 30-minute brisk walk every day, and that will keep you fit, inshallah. But to make it your be-all and end-all, no, definitely, this shouldn't be our case.
That's a good reminder, Mulana, for all of this year as well, that we need to find our objective, and that is to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see, if we look at, just turn our gaze, and that's what our hearts are with Gaza, and it is with the Muslimin who are suffering around the world. What sports do they have? What do they engage themselves in? And they are not playing games. It's reality, preparing for that moment they're going to leave this world. And Mulana, is everything safe there on your side? I heard some sirens there.
There was just an accident on the road. So I think the fire... MashaAllah, it really works. Fire department is rushing there to... I don't think they will be needed there, but anyway, sir, they carry on what they want.
Gee, so yeah, as we turn our gaze towards this, people, imagine children have looking to use stones and all of this just to protect themselves and protect their families, and they're doing it so willingly. The lessons that we take from this, how can we benefit from that as well?
Again, it reminds us of the simplicity of deen and the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the simplicity of Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. If we truly care for the people of Gaza, which I believe we do, alhamdulillah, our first step in attracting the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abstinence from guna, abstinence from sin. Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram, you become the greatest abid of the time, the greatest worshipper of the time. When that happens, and you raise your hands, and you say, Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. Ya Allah, help the children of Gaza. Help the women folk of Gaza. Help the people of Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ghaybi nusrat, unseen help will come. And that's why you see that hurricane or that... whatever they call it, cyclones or tornadoes that happened in the United States. Allah knows best. Allah knows best. But that is Allah's army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilizes those means of destroying his enemies. So we must just be perseverant. We must make lots of tawbah for our past life and change our life closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when definitely we will see more and more greater help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming not only to the people of Gaza, the people of West Bank, but throughout the globe, Sudan, etc., wherever Muslims are being challenged.
Mm. There's just one more aspect before we leave you, Mulana, in just in a minute. Mulana can just highlight this as well, that we see, where do we draw that limit? Because you're supporting Manchester United, for example, so it's got a devil sign on there. Is this not supporting Shaitan directly? It's got a devil sign and you are happy for that. I'm not sure if they still do have it, but last time I heard about it, it does still have that devil sign. They call it the devil's team anyways. But not just that, if you take it on another scale, these teams, they also have this agenda which is supporting LGBTQ. So we say don't support Woolworths, or we say don't support this particular organization because they are promoting LGBTQ. So we need to draw that distinction and boycott and do all of this. But then we're supporting Chelsea. We're supporting, which is, they have their own pride section, which they take much pride in. And each team has to a certain degree, give in to all of this. Yeah, Mulana, just your quick comment on this, inshallah.
Mulana, whether it's those red devils, whether it's the blue devils or the yellow devils, all these teams are on dalalat. They are all astray. So we should stay away from every team, give it up, make sincere tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be on the team of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. How many times we hear this, every jamaat that comes, our success lies only in the obedience of Allah ta'ala shown to us by the tariq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So instead of us wearing red devils and blue devils and blue queens and brown kings and what have you, wear the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll get rewarded for it. When you're wearing all this other devils, then Shaitan comes and play with us. Then we want to cry, hey, I think I got jadu. Why are you wearing a devil? Obviously you got jadu. Obviously you're going to get jadu. You're wearing a devil on yourself. You like saying, Shaitan, come. Mera dost, ajao. How you can expect anything, any goodness to come out of it?
But Mulana, Ronaldo is wearing kurta. And he's in Saudi Arabia. And he supports Palestine.
We mustn't be fooled. All of that is marketing. All. He's living a promiscuous life. Mm. Living with a girl who's not, he's not even married to her.
And they changed the law for him.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo, if he's going to die with Iman, he's going to be Ronaldo in Jahannam. He's going to be popping in Jahannam.
Mulana, jazakumullah khairan for your time. I did that on purpose just to, because that's what the youth tell us. But we appreciate your time and the lessons, inshallah.
Ameen.
Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.